This month, the U.S. House of Representatives is devoting substantial time to the opioid crisis, and lawmakers from our region are playing a key role in that debate. In the face of a national epidemic that cuts across party lines, WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that lawmakers are not putting partisanship aside totally.
This month, the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to take up more than 70 opioid-related bills. It's an election year, and many of the lawmakers getting their bills voted on are locked in tight re-election contests. Does that mean it's just political theater? Central New Jersey Republican Congressman Leonard Lance says not at all.
I think these are extremely substantive bills, and I believe they will lead to the better health of the American nation.
Lance offered a bill aimed at stemming the tide of infectious diseases, including HIV and hepatitis C, that are spreading more quickly among drug users. And some of the bills deal with safely disposing of old pills, while others try to ensure the government has the best data on the crisis. Still others seek to prevent drugs from flowing in through the nation's many points of entry, whether the southern or northern borders, or via planes or ships. Retiring Republican Congressman Ryan Costello from Philadelphia's western suburbs says it's an important effort.
All of them are probably each addressing a narrow piece of some of the challenges associated with the opioid epidemic, with the thought that by piecing them out, number one, you have more members speaking about these issues and identifying some of the nuances, with the expectation that as it gets over to the Senate, it may very well be in one big opioid package.
Costello says all hands need to be on deck to stem the overdose crisis that is claiming as many lives a year as were lost in the entire Vietnam War.
Look, this has to do with responsible prescribing, making sure that the prescription drug monitoring programs are up to date, that we're using technology in a way that prevents abuse, that we have law enforcement and the medical community and the insurance companies all singing from the same page.
But Costello says lawmakers also have to be realistic.
It's also about human behavior, and so laws alone aren't going to stop it, right? I mean, the laws are trying to create guardrails so that we can help those who have the disease get the care that they need.
Republican Congressman Lou Barletta is running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. He sponsored a bill which passed that allows funding for the Appalachian Regional Commission to go to the opioid epidemic. That money's intended to help the blighted economy across Appalachia. But Barletta says the region is now facing a new kind of economic crisis.
It's meant to help the effects that the opioid epidemic is having on the Appalachian region and affecting our workforce development and economic development, because it's very hard to find workers because the Appalachian area has been hit so hard.
Barletta says his legislation could go a long way.
The money could be used for treatment centers. It could be used for broadband in rural areas so they can have access to telemedicine.
But the House is not taking up any bills to drastically increase funding for the crisis. And Barletta's opponent this fall, Democratic Senator Bob Casey, says Barletta should sponsor his bill to infuse $45 billion into the crisis. And Casey accuses Barletta and the GOP of undermining efforts to fight the crisis when they tried to repeal and replace Obamacare and its expansion of health care to low-income families.
Most folks back home need resources, and they also don't need Medicaid expansion cut. And I think he voted for the decimation of Medicaid.
Still, South Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur brushes aside that criticism and says this crisis isn't a time to trade partisan jabs.
Well, I completely disagree with him. You know, I think they're conflating two things that they shouldn't be. We are very focused on providing the resources necessary, and I hope the other party will join us in this.
The Senate is expected to take up its own version of opioid legislation later this summer or fall, and the hope is to combine all the efforts into a bill that can make it to the president's desk. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.